Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. Y'all know what day it is. It is Working Wednesday. Yeah, I know they say hump day. I don't care if it's hump day Wednesday or not. You still had to work. Did you not? Did you not punch in at 9 o'clock? Did you not punch out at 5 p.m.? Well, it's Working Wednesday, honey. But guess what? It's all over, unless you're doing the graveyard shift. Now, that's one shift I never wanted to sign up for. I never did apply for no job where you're working all night long. I don't think so. Listen. It is Working Wednesday, baby. And I'm working hard at it, my darlings. Got some super hot, super fly music for you on today. Then I'm going to tell you about one of my best friends from my old school days. I don't know where she at now. I'm going to tell you about her job. She had a job where she worked all night. Y'all can pretty much guess what it was. But anyway, I am broadcasting live from the Windy City, my darling. It was cold out today, real chilly. It is 29 degrees right about now. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, it is Wednesday, March 20th. Happy birthday, Mommy. Happy birthday. Guess what, y'all? My mama turned 84 years old. I can only pray and hope that I make it to 84 and just keep on pushing right on past it. You know what I'm saying. We all want to be as long as we possibly can. But listen, some of these people, the way they're living, I don't know if they're going to make it to 2 years old, the way some of these people is living. Now listen. Y'all better learn how to train up your child in the way that your child should go. You got to learn how to train up your child. Because these people here, listen, they mamas and papas, listen, mama is on one side of the town, papa on another side of the town, and guess what? Little Joe and little Mary is raising their own self, my darling. You know, I thought them days was over with, that you just throw your kid in the house and you go up to the disco or wherever you're going and just let the child raise themselves. Well, it's still going on, my dog. It's still going on. Folks just letting their child just raise themselves. I don't know what's the matter with people these days. But listen, y'all got some hot meat going there. Y'all know I got something to say about everything. Okay. Listen. I'm working hard at it. I'm working. Honey, I have to make these little pennies. This ain't free, y'all. You got to work at this stuff. You know what that means. So listen. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Happy birthday again, Mama. 84 on today. Woo-hoo! She don't like to celebrate her birthday, but I'm going to celebrate it for her. How about that? It is 9:30 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They the hardest working team. Sometimes they working part-time right about now. Every 6 months they take a vacation and they don't tell me about it. But you know what? One of them told me I done found out why they work every 6 months. Because I only pay them about every 6 months. How about that? So listen. I have a lovely team, Fierce Nation International. They are really great. They are awesome. They are in West India, and they are in Nigeria. They are also in Africa, East and West Africa, Kenya, and I have an honorary member in India. Guess what his name is, y'all? Y'all know this show is being brought to you by Gumba. Gumba Rum. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Gumba Rum. You know, Steve is CEO and the founder of Gumbo. He's so excited. I'm excited, too. Now, listen, y'all cut the music. I ain't got time for the music. They need to hear what I'm saying up in here. Steve is so excited because now you can get Gumbo Rum online everywhere in the United States. Listen, Steve Gum is the sponsor of the Fierce Female Network. And you guys know we're finally on a network on TV, finally streaming online on Simply Me TV. Good God from Zion. We went through hell and high water. Let me tell you what happened. And I'm going to get to the music. I got a whole lot to say on tonight. Let me tell you what happened, y'all. Steve, I'm going to talk about you, okay? I know you down in, I think he's in Florida. He went back to Florida this week. So he's in Florida. Let me tell y'all what happened. Well, I had a year's worth of programming in the real world of television. We were supposed to be broadcasting on Comcast, right? We were going to get on Comcast and everything. Everything's going to be fine. So in the real world, when you really are doing a show, producing and directing a show in the real world in television. You have your shows together at least 12 months ahead of time. That's what I did. I had 13 shows. They wanted one season. They wanted one season. I said, okay. So I had 13 shows, and I had it 1 year in advance. Do y'all know what happened? Do you know what happened? We're in 2024, right? Do you know what happened? Those people, they waited until like a month or two before we were supposed to go on. They said, well, Comcast pulled the deal. They want more money. Comcast wanted $15,000 more, and the person that was putting Fierce Female Network on, it was Steven, somebody else. So listen, the long of it was this. He says, no, we're not going to give Comcast $15,000 more. So that meant the Fierce Female Network was not going to be on Comcast, because the guy that was getting us the deal, he says, we ain't paying no more extra money. Comcast says, give us $15,000 more or you ain't going on. And the guy says, well, we ain't going on. We have to go find another network. Do you know what else happened? At the last minute, you know, deals do go south. You know, deals do go south in the real world. But let me tell you what happened. About 3 weeks before, they found another network. I says, okay, fine. They ain't the one that I really wanted, but that's where it landed. They wanted some edits and some changes. That don't happen in the real world. Well, you've got to say, you got a whole, how you going to change a whole season in 3 weeks? I say, you got to be kidding me. I says, well, hallelujah, and I got some more work to do. So anyway, listen, I got to get on down with it. I got some bad music on today. I'm really, really doing it. Listen, my mama is 84. I know I said that already. She don't like to really celebrate. What is the matter with some of these people? Listen, if you live to be 84 years, listen, I would be out on the dance floor, boogie-woogie, and then I'd be saying thank you, Jesus, at the same time. Listen, my left leg would be saying thank you, Jesus, and on the right leg, I would be saying wang, dang, doodle all night long. So listen, on the left leg, thank you, Jesus. On the right leg, wang, dang, doodle all night long. It's going to be a wang, dang, doodle. Wang, dang, doodle. Left leg, thank you, Jesus. Right leg, wang, dang, doodle. So listen, hey, y'all know I'm just kidding. I like to entertain. I like sensei. And when you get to be 84, you earn that right to do whatever you see fit that you want to do. But guess what? I turned 60, so I said it right now. I do whatever I want to do because I have seen fit to do whatever 60 years old has granted me the right to do, and that's what I do. Let me tell y'all something. Then I'm going to get on to the music. Let me tell y'all something. You all know, well, not all of y'all know, people that, you know, really know my image and stuff like that. Y'all know I love to shave my head and all that kind of stuff. I've done that for all the time. Shave my head, wear a little design and everything like that. But guess what? My mama didn't know that. She never seen that before. And all of these years, we're in 2024. I says, well, I'm not putting no scarf on. I ain't wearing no hat. I ain't covering up. I says, I am tired. I am really tired. So when I got to the house and she looked, and she said, Lord have mercy. She thought I had lost my mind. She thought I had really lost my mind. I really didn't care. I'm like, you know what? If I want to go out with a spike, with some spiked hair, but I don't. Listen, I don't want to do that. If I want to, you know, gel my hair and spike it up, uh-uh. Like, what's the lady name? I love her so much. Jones. What's her name? I had to look up her name. She wears her hair. Not gelled and spiked. But this girl, she's so funny. She's a comedian. I got to look her up. She used to do, what is that, the shopping show where you do your groceries. And she, Leslie Jones, I think it's Leslie Jones. I love her so much, but I wouldn't do no hairdo. I already have a personality where I'm almost like I have put my finger in the electric, in the socket. But I'm not going to walk around and look like I've got my hand in the outlet. I'm not going to do that and have my hair standing up all over my head. But like the porcupines, now, baby, I got to have a kind of fly. You know what that means? Because, listen, I might be an old mama. I'm a senior, but listen, I like something that's young and walking pretty fast. So I don't want to scare the young man. If I'm going to scare a young man, let it be something that I don't say it. I don't want him to look at me and say, I know that one ain't for me because she's looking pretty wild. I ain't going to roll like that. I like some young, free, and ready to roll. You hear what I'm saying? So listen. I got some music for you. Yes, I do. I got some music for you on tonight. So listen. I got some good stuff. Y'all, check this out. This one is called Blindsight. This is a real nice one. Check this out. Come on. Come on. All right. That is Blindsight. Thank you guys for tuning in. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in. I really do. And we have a lot of listeners in Germany. So thank you, Germany, for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. It's like 38-39% right now of Germany is listening in. That's a lot of people. That's a heck of a lot of people that's in Germany listening to the Fierce Female Network. I'm not just making it up. That's the real number. And believe it or not, there in Costa Rica, Frank, if you're listening, because I know you're in Costa Rica, there's about 40% of people that listen in from Costa Rica. That's according to, I think it's Player FM, their numbers. They have a lot of numbers from a lot of different countries. Now, listen, let me tell you something because my time is getting kind of short. The Dirty Dozen List. Eat this, not that. You know, I told y'all, I'm dialing it down. Y'all know I'd be hyped up all the time. Listen, If I was to ever throw any kind of a party, that's the party you need to be at, because it's going to be everything but boring. Do you hear me up in here? And the great thing about it, the great thing about a great party, for me, the great thing about a great party, I don't need no liquor. I don't need no alcohol, because guess what? I got juice in my blood, baby. I got some juice in my blood. I got some juice in my DNA, because God's all get, you know what I'm saying. The stuff that I made out of, it came ready. It came into the world ready without any liquor or anything like that. So listen, my juice is pumped up. All right. Listen, let me tell y'all, it's hard for me to stay, keep it down and down. But let me tell y'all about the Dirty Dozen. I saw this article, and I told you guys, get your stuff ready, get your stuff prepared. You know, when it comes to emergency food, emergency water, get your stuff prepared. Y'all know we're seeing all this recall, and I'm not saying this because there's a lot of recalls. Listen, there is something that's going on, and we are seeing it. We're seeing just a little bit of it right now. We're just seeing the little scratch at the edges, just a little bit. But it's going to get worse. It is going to get worse when it comes to recalls. It's going to be massive recalls all over the place. You think you're seeing something now? Oh, this ain't nothing. This ain't nothing. I told you guys before about the power outages that's going to be happening in different states. You're going to see that where different states are having a power outage. I'm telling you, you're going to see that happening. You're going to see a lot of things that go down, and people are going to be surprised. They're going to think they're losing their mind. You know how we can't hardly function without our technology. We can't hardly function without our cell phones. Listen, you better be ready, because this is stuff that's coming. So let me get down to the Dirty Dozen list. Now, this is crazy. This is really crazy. And this is what it says. The Dirty Dozen is talking about the different fruits and vegetables that made it onto the Dirty Dozen list. So listen, it says that, I'm reading this straight. This is not pre-recorded. I'm reading this straight from the article. Nectarines, apples, bell and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans rounded out the list of the 12 most contaminated samples of produce. I almost can't hardly believe that. The 12 most contaminated, you know, I don't know what to say about that. The 12 most contaminated samples of produce is dubbed the Dirty Dozen by the Environmental Working Group, or the EWG, Environmental Working Group, an environmental and health advocacy organization that has produced the annual report since 2004. Right? So pesticide, they are saying, this particular group is saying, it's an isolated group, environmental working group. This is an isolated group. So listen, they're saying that pesticides have been linked in studies to preterm births, being the reason behind some individuals, some moms having preterm births. You know, I have not researched that to find out the validity, you know, of this particular article. So listen, pesticides have been linked in studies to preterm births. That's some serious stuff. And they're also saying that pesticides is some of the reason or the causes of congenital malformations such as neural tube defects, spontaneous abortions, that's something else, and an increase in genetic damage in humans. Exposure to pesticides has also been associated with lower sperm concentration. Men, I ain't going to go there. So anyway, lower sperm concentration, heart disease, cancer, and other disorders. So what they're saying is pesticides largely, and we've seen things like this. You guys see the commercial where it's talking about the different soldiers and the families. They're having all these lawsuits and things where you can put in because they have determined that the water was pretty bad from 1951 up until 1980, the years. And so there's a lot of things that's coming out now where they're saying if you have cancer, this may be the reason. The water was contaminated at this particular time. If you have cancer, it can be because of the contamination water. I think that was up in North Carolina or South Carolina. So listen, now my point is this. Now back to the article, it's saying farm workers who use or are exposed to pesticides are at the highest risk according to studies. That's what it's saying. Farm workers. Why? Because they are most at risk because they are around the pesticides. And I know that I believe there's a lot of truth to that. Pesticides are very dangerous, very harmful. You know what I mean? It's just like asbestos. Many years ago before they discovered asbestos, didn't know, you know, many years ago when I was growing up, they didn't know that asbestos was the cause behind lung cancer and things like that, you know, the dangerous things that's in the old buildings, that's in the roof and in the, in the ceiling. And then they have to pull all this stuff out to make sure that the buildings are safe. And then you have things like lead. There is some water is contaminated with a percentage of lead. There's a lot of things that's damaging to the body. So listen, this one, stay with the story. I want you to focus in on the pesticides. That's what I'm talking about now, the Dirty Dozen list. So once again, let me go over this list once again. Nectarines, apples, bell and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans rounded out to the list of the 12 most contaminated samples of produce. Man, it's almost hard to believe, but there is a way to clean. I say buy organic. I know everybody ain't going to buy no organic, and I know that organic foods and fruits and vegetables do have a certain amount of pesticides on it, but they do use types of pesticides that has a lower field of contamination. So listen, they do, and then there are some organic fruits and vegetables, they do not use pesticides at all. They use a different type pesticide that goes into the soil. It's not dangerous to your body. So listen, let me tell you this. I'm trying to get a lot in here. So farm workers who use or are exposed to pesticides are at the highest risk because they are around it all the time. I can see that. Of course, I can see that. And then also it says a 2022 meta-analysis found workers exposed to pesticides were nearly five times as likely to have DNA damage, while a February study found children exposed at an early age show poor neurodevelopment. So that means development as far as the brain, neural development. Y'all know I know that word about neurology. I go crazy banana when it comes to neurology. So listen, from infancy to adolescence. So listen, it is so important. Now, I solely believe this. If you have children, you want to give your child the purest form of food that you possibly can. It is really important. Now, I'm just saying this is what I believe. I believe that your child should be eating the purest form of food that you possibly can, which means that if you can shop at a farmer's market like Fresh Thyme, there's different supermarkets that solely get their fruits and vegetables from a market. The food is handled less. And so let's do it this way. I want you guys to get this real clearly. I want to slow down. So if you shop at Jewel's, your fruits and vegetables is coming from all over the place. The people that bring in the fruits and vegetables at Jewel's, I'm just saying a place like Jewel's or different Trader Joe's, the fruits and vegetables is not guaranteed to come from a farmer's market. It is not guaranteed that fruit and that vegetables, unless it is organic, it is not guaranteed that it is coming from a source that is less handled. So listen, if you shop at a place, a grocery store or a supermarket that is solely in the business for delivering fruits and vegetables that only come from a market or from farmers that only graze their fruit and their vegetables with the least amount of pesticides, you are getting a food source that is pure and clean. I'm talking about clean eating. Clean eating is totally different than just going to Jewel's and getting meat and getting nothing wrong with meat. I'm not saying don't eat meat. I'm not saying that. Even when you purchase meat, if you get your food from a supermarket or a market that only get their fruits, vegetables, and meats from the farmers, it is totally different. The meat is going to be more tender. It's going to be more succulent. It's going to be more delicious because it's not handled as often. Listen, the less movement in food, I know y'all probably saying, what in the world is he talking about? This is what I'm saying. If you get your fruits and vegetables from somewhere where you know it is certified that it is coming from directly from the farmers that is not using a high concentration of pesticides, it is better for your body. If you, let me say that one more time, I know I'm over my time. If you get your fruits and vegetables and your meat from a place like Fresh Thyme or a market that is solely dedicated to getting the fruits, vegetables, and meats from the farmers, your food is cleaner. It is better for you because it is not going to have a lot of pesticides. It's not going to be used on your fruits and your vegetables. But if you shop at a place like Jewel's, it's going to have pesticides. It's going to have a lot of different things sprayed on it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a higher concentration, a higher level of things that's not good for your body. But now this is the thing. You can clean your fruits and vegetables with different things to get that pesticide off, right? A lot of people say use lemon water or vinegar water. You can do that to clean the pesticide off your fruits and vegetables. But still, you want something that is grown in rich soil. Your food is going to have more nutrients. The value in the nutrients is going to be higher when you purchase your food and your fruit, your vegetables, and your meat from a market that is dedicated, 100% dedicated by buying your things from a farmer that is only using certain things to grow the fruits and vegetables. The soil is going to be richer, just like the Amish. If you buy food from the Amish people, it tastes totally different. It tastes totally different. It's purer, it's cleaner, and it's much better for your body. I hope you guys got some of that, what I'm trying to tell you. I hope you got some of that. So let me say this again, and this is an article that is online. This is the Dirty Dozen. So once again, on that list, nectarines, apples, bell or hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans rounded out on the list of the 12 most contaminated samples of produce. So listen, it's dubbed the Dirty Dozen by the Environmental Working Group. That's an isolated group, Environmental Working Group. They do their own. When I say isolated, that means that they're doing their own studies. They're doing their own evaluations when it comes to fruits, when it comes to food, when it comes to vegetables. And what they're looking for, they want to make sure that they're putting out as much education, as much information in the general public. That is what it's about, information and education, educating the general public about your food, what you're putting in your body. It is really important. It's important to me. So listen. I am pretty much out of time. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more. It is really important that you know what is going in your body, right? So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. Guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.